Masechet Horayot Perek Gimel Mishnah He. In the last Mishnah, we said that the Kohen Gadol is lo porin velo formim. When a relative of theirs dies, they don't grow their hair out, nor do they tear their garments. What we mean by that is they don't tear their garments in the normal way other people who are mourning would normally tear. Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol porem milimata ve'ahedyot milmala. The Kohen Gadol, when a relative of his passes away, he tears his garment from the bottom near his feet. But the ordinary individual or the ordinary Kohen, when his relative dies, he tears it in the usual manner at the top of his garment near his chest. Another difference between Kohen Gadol and regular Kohen in terms of the laws of Avelut, laws of mourning, is how they deal with the stage of Aninut. And Onen is somebody whose relative just passed away on a Deoraita law. That's till the end of the day that a relative passed away. The difference when it comes to there, Kohen Gadol makriv onen velo ochel. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to bring korbanot when he's in that stage of aninut as an onen, but he's not allowed to eat the meat korbanot at that time. V'ha'hedyot lo makriv velo ochel. But an ordinary Kohen is not allowed to offer korbanot and he's not allowed to eat korbanot during that stage of aninut. We learned this from Aharon HaKohen, who was Kohen Gadol, when his two sons, Nadav and Avihu, passed away. He brought korbanot, but he commented that it was not okay for him to eat the meat of that korban. And it was implied that Elazar and Itamar, his other two sons, who were regular kohanim, were not even allowed to bring the korban.